The physical act of gardening has been shown to have a positive impact on health. One Pittsburgh organization is carrying on the tradition of Black farmers to bring gardening and holistic healing to a community they say could really use it. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young visited their future farm site in the Pittsburgh neighborhood of Homewood.
Gardeners and people from various nonprofits are touring green spaces in Homewood. Amid vacant and blighted properties, they've seen the personal garden of resident Amir Rashad, the gardens of Operation Better Block and Sankofa Village. Next stop, Westinghouse High School.
We installed this garden about 2 months ago. Do you guys remember any of the crops we planted then?
Yeah, strawberries.
Strawberries, carrots, lettuce.
That's Redding Jackson from the nonprofit Grow Pittsburgh, who helps students and teachers with this project.
So we planted a really nice spring garden. Got eaten completely by deer last week. They ate the whole garden.
A block down from the school on an overgrown vacant lot, there's not much for the deer to pick at, except maybe the large mulberry tree in the center. This is the future farm site of Bugs, the Black Urban Gardeners and Farmers Cooperative.
The land goes from this corner all the way to the alley and all the way over to that house right there. So you see it's a large space.
Dana Harris Yates, who's wrapped in a flowing white scarf donning a decorative headpiece, is directing the farm, which will utilize the young gardeners from Westinghouse. They'll get exercise and learn more about growing fresh food, but this space is as much about mental healing as it is about physical healing. In addition to things like yoga and meditation, Harris Yates is bringing what's called care farming to the space. Its benefits are twofold. First, the simple act of working in the soil.
Because when one is nurturing that plant, they're nurturing themselves.
But they'll also grow a variety of herbs and plants to consume for natural healing, which Harris Yates says can address a variety of conditions.
From post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, stress.
She says the farm's amenities can be especially beneficial in Homewood, which is predominantly African American and low income. The neighborhood often gets attention for its high crime rate.
And a lot of the children who in this community have experienced a lot of death, a lot of trauma from various reasons and different home situations that may cause them to have stress.
Despite the need for mental health care, she says many African Americans are resistant to taking prescription medications, and there are other barriers to Western health care.
If you don't have insurance, of course, that's always a lack of access. If you don't have transportation to get to different places, that's an issue. If you don't see people that look like you, and they're attempting to help you with mental health issues, but they don't look like you, that's a barrier.
Harris Yates takes a more tribal approach to care. Her methodology is rooted in her background in Western psychology, but she also practices Reiki, or energy healing, and is the medicine woman of her Native American tribe. Her business, Cultural Oasis, sells things like herbal treatments, especially to the African American members of her community.
We've never really wanted to go outside of our own community to seek mental health, and that might be a problem in some aspects. So what I decided to do was keep what made them feel comfortable. They used to go to the shamans, they used to go to the priestesses, they used to go to their pastors. That's who they went to for therapy and for counseling.
There's a history of challenges for African Americans working to take care of their community, including farmers, according to Ruckweed Bay.
This is nothing new. After slavery, a lot of our ancestors who were sharecropping, they would have their crops burned down by the Klan. So they started farmers associations.
Bay is the founder of Pittsburgh's Black Gardeners Association.
As Black gardeners and farmers, we needed to come together, to work together, to share work days for sweat equity. Number two, we found it that here in Pittsburgh, a lot of us wasn't sitting at the table that was Black, and we needed to fight racism, systematic racism, and institutionalized racism that exists even in urban agriculture.
Last June, her organization started a farmers market in Homewood featuring a number of regional growers. That'll expand with an indoor market in the fall, and they're adding a market in Uptown this year, too. Dana Harris Yates is excited that in addition to locally grown produce, she and her students can provide the community with medicinal herbs and plants.
Gota Kola, which helps with brain health, Brahmi, rosemary leaf, olive leaf, white willow.
Beyond the specific plants, Harris Yates says healing begins with a connection to the soil, which she wants all of Homewood to experience.
We play in dirt, and we teach children how to play in dirt, and then we teach adults how to play in dirt. It's not going to kill you. You could always wash your hands.
This October, Bugs will start building hoop houses on their farm site. The raised beds and composting heat will allow them to grow herbs and produce all year round. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Virginia Alvino Young.
Virginia's story is from our Hazardous to Your Health series, looking at pollution in Pittsburgh's communities and, of course, solutions. All of the stories are at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.